It's Wednesday, March 21st, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. More than a year has passed since Pastor Raymond Koh was abducted, yet Malaysian authorities have not been able to locate him or arrest any credible suspects, leading people to believe that his disappearance might even be state-sponsored, reports UCA News. The shadow of the state as indirectly complicit in the kidnapping has grown starker since January 16th, when the Malaysian Human Rights Commission abruptly stopped a public inquiry into the disappearance of the 62-year-old pastor, missing since February 13, 2017. CCTV footage of the scene showed half a dozen men in ski masks exit black SUVs used to block the pastor's car on a public road in a leafy suburb near Kuala Lumpur in broad daylight and bundle him into one of the SUVs. He has not been seen since. Just 14 miles away from my studio here in San Antonio, a package containing nails and shrapnel detonated while moving between conveyor belts at a FedEx facility in Schertz, Texas, at 12:30 a.m. yesterday morning, inflicting a female employee with a mild injury, reports the Daily Mail. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the bomb had been mailed from Austin to Austin. Federal agents say it's likely linked to a series of 3 hand-delivered package bombs in Austin and a tripwire which have killed 2 people and injured 4 others recently in the capital city. A 17-year-old male student pulled out a semi-automatic handgun and shot a male and female student at Great Mills High School in Southeast Maryland yesterday morning at 7:45 a.m. Eastern Time before he was fatally wounded, reports NBC Washington. The shooter allegedly had a prior relationship with the female victim. Thankfully, the armed officer at the school killed the gunman, prompting radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh to say this.
The students and staff alerted the resource officer. That officer then moved to engage the shooter, pulled the trigger, and ended the threat. Now, I'm going to tell you what. If the media could do one thing right here, they would not mention the shooter's name at all. They would not give the shooter any publicity whatsoever, but they would make certain the world knows how he was stopped. It wasn't a gun-free zone. It wasn't a student march. It wasn't anything other than an armed security agent in the school known as a school resource officer. Thank God for the armed security.
Psalm 82:4 says, "Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked." Californians may still love the beautiful weather and beaches, but more and more they are fed up with the high housing costs and taxes and deciding to flee to lower cost states, reports CNBC. The median monthly rent for a one-bedroom apartment in the Los Angeles area is $2,249, and in San Francisco it's almost $3,400, according to Zumper. By comparison, the median rent for a one-bedroom in Las Vegas is $925, in Phoenix the cost is $945, and in San Antonio it's only $843. San Francisco could become the largest U.S. city to ban the sale of fur, a move that would thrill animal rights activists, but frustrate businesses which sell fur coats, fur gloves, and even keychains with fur, reports the L.A. Times. Children with Down syndrome are in the crosshairs when pregnant women get prenatal testing to determine whether or not their unborn baby has special needs. Today, we honor these little treasures with Down syndrome on World Down Syndrome Day. Stay tuned for a Worldview special report immediately following today's newscast. And finally, when a thief stole Amanda Needham's chained bike from the front of her Brooklyn, New York home, she left an 8-foot-wide handmade sign on cardboard in its place as an expression of frustration, reports GoodNewsNetwork.org. The note read, quote, "To the person who stole my bicycle, I hope you need it more than I do. It was $200 used, and I need it to get to work. I cannot afford another one. P.S. Bring it back." End quote. A few days after hanging the sign, a gentleman who said that his own bike had also been stolen from the neighborhood knocked on Needham's door with a blue mountain bike in hand so she could get to work. Needham, who graciously accepted the gift, said she was, quote, "touched by the humanity of the gesture." End quote. 1 John 3:17 says, "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person?" And remember, join the Generations team in Washington, D.C. for the Bible Family Conference on August 10th and 11th with guest speakers Ken Ham, Ray Comfort, and Steve Green of Hobby Lobby and founder of the Museum of the Bible. Plus, attend enlightening Christian historical tours in our nation's capital. Build your family on the rock. Early registration deadline is March 31st. Go to generations.org. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, March 21st in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. Today, March 21st, marks a very special day to celebrate children with Down syndrome. As you might recall, the Worldview talked to the sister of Charlie Fine, a little boy with Down syndrome. Debbie Fine, Charlie's mother, shared the story of when they first got the news about his Down syndrome diagnosis.
When Charlie was born, you know, he had a lot of medical complications. And so initially, it was very challenging. And when confirmed to us that he actually did have trisomy 21 or Down syndrome, I was sad. I have to admit, I was sad. I wasn't prepared. And I had so many questions and there were so many unknowns. And it was kind of overwhelming, to be honest. I just remember walking out of the hospital with my husband and saying to him, "You realize this means that we may never be empty nesters. We may never have a normal life with Charlie. He will probably, maybe, never get married." That was my thought at the time.
She said her husband reacted in a way that surprised and encouraged her.
I remember looking at my husband and he said, "Yeah, isn't it great?" My tears that were running down my face turned to a big smile. And I just said, "Thank you, Lord. You're right. This is a gift. And if anybody would want somebody to be with them forever, it would be me. I love being a mom, and having Charlie in our life full time would have been a wonderful blessing."
The Worldview asked Debbie what she would tell an expecting mama who knows her baby has Down syndrome.
"Like somebody told me, you just hit the jackpot, and you are one of the most blessed mommies there are. Very few mommies get to have children with Down syndrome, but the ones who do are tremendously blessed."
One of Charlie's sisters and main caregivers while he was here on this earth was Sarah Fine. She talked to us about how she first reacted to Charlie's Down syndrome diagnosis.
"At first, I was pretty overwhelmed, and I walked away and just cried. And Dad came in, and he's like, 'What makes you sad?' And I was like, 'Well, that's just tough, learning that my little brother's not what I had expected.' And he went on to talk about how the Lord's being carried through this, and the Lord gave Charlie Down syndrome. You know, it was nobody's fault. We couldn't do anything to change that. So why not embrace and give God the glory for what we have and just learn to enjoy it?" So that was really sweet, and that was, he put a good perspective on it. So then after that, it was just like, yeah, you know, I've got this little treasure. Why not make the most of it? And it was just really sweet watching Charlie and his joy.
The world presents Down syndrome to be a burden, but Debbie, Charlie's mother, said that we need these people. She testified that some of her best friends are children with Down syndrome. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.